Are you okay?
Yes, I'm. Uh-huh. I'm. You know, it's the end of the year. We're ringing in the new year. We're saying goodbye to Father Time. And are you celebrating in your normal way?
In my normal way, you mean showering in a remote location and sleeping all day?
Well, that, and I mean, I know you always are the main participant in the New Year's Eve pants drop.
Ah, I don't have any pants on right now, so I guess I should put some on if I'm going to drop them.
Well, right, you know, they have to be hoisted down because they're, you know.
right. The giant crane has to be used.
Right, and yes. You know, you just can't. You know, you've got to have the team come in and unbuckle them. And
well, I wouldn't. So, would it, okay, well, if you, yes. Okay.
Well, I mean, they probably do drop a little bit easier once you've emptied your colon.
This is just going to piss me off today. That's all there is to it. Mm-hmm. Let's do this. Let's do this.
What's going on, guys?
Let's do this.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fat.
I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Oh, you big keep all this in.
I mean, I'm not going to edit.
What's going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fat Cast.
I can only hear it in one ear.
H. Bader, and this is your show, H. Bader, and just welcome. What's going on, guys? So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
Don't want to know. And
you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Could you, excuse me, before you say hello, could you just go ahead and play the Pants Off Express? Because this is, as they say, a train wreck.
I could, but I'm not going to because I can't find it.
Okay.
No. I mean, I could. It is a train wreck. And y'all, this is all probably because we're recording early. Yes. We're doing it a little early. We're doing it a little early. Y'all,
going live.
Y'all, it's been a wait. Let's back that up, shall we?
Oh, if you can find the rewind, there it is.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 27th of December, 2021. That's the last time I'm going to get to say 2021.
Oh. No, never allowed to say it again.
In the cold water year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatria Parton. I am your host, the one, the smelly, the only Mr. Larry H. Vader. That's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Even in my time of need, he can't get it right. V-A-D-E-R, Larry H. Vader. And with me is the gracious one.
Thing off.
With me is the gracious one, the day-saving one, the very busy around the holidays one. Y'all, it's Big Fatty. Oh Lord!
Hi, I'm fixing my.
His spit guard has flown across the. Oh Lord, this is professional, y'all. We aren't going to tell you about anything because we're going to spend the whole last show of 2021 ruining it, which is about what you would expect, really.
Well, I mean, y'all, I don't think we've had a show this year that didn't have testicle difficulties.
Oh, that's not true. Today's show, though, is about to piss me off because there apparently was some sort of software update and something changed. And now I can only hear the sound effects in one ear, but I can hear Big Fatty in both ears. And the
and you
output.
Hear me putting this on the
microphone? Yes, we do hear it. Y'all, yeah, it is going to be one of those days. And that's just how it's going to be. And so be it. So be it.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me finish getting it ready here.
Oh,
all right. I think we're back. Yeah, there we go.
I don't think we ever went away.
Can you hear my spit now?
Y'all, what you didn't hear is we kicked the show off, and as the intro music was playing, the computer said that the audio system failed and shut it all down. So we had to go back and start over, and then I couldn't figure out how to make it replay the music, but yeah. So,
and y'all, there was cussing. There was cussing,
I've had about
enough. Might as well have been a sailors here.
But you know what? Y'all, what? Let's not skip over all the good stuff. Let's talk about our crema. What do you say?
Oh, well, first of all, let me start off by wishing you a happy start of Kwanzaa.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
You know what? We've got some music I think we should play. So let's talk about
our
crema.
Okay. Yeah.
Y'all, there could be no more appropriate music than the crema vacation music.
Right.
Y'all.
Excuse me, I'm getting some notifications on the crema.
Hi.
Y'all,
Merry Crema. I hope you had a great crema. I hope you that the fat man that slid down your chimney gave you everything that you wanted, and that everyone's happy and healthy and then safe. Y'all, the traffic has been crazy this year, so I hope.
Well, the traffic outside is frightful.
Yeah, yeah. So, Big Fatty, how was your crema?
Well, it was lovely. It was just lovely, and I'm not going to tell you what I did, but let's just say that I was rubbing some elbows.
Ooh, are you going to tell us on the BFO?
It'll be on the BFO.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay.
So, y'all, if you want to know what Big Fatty, did you, and I mean,
Poodle, go away.
I didn't have that, that blue emu, because, you know, you don't stink.
Right,
that,
right.
You know, rubbing elbows.
Right. Well, y'all, I didn't rub any elbows, except for the lady at Wendy's who fixed my Christmas lunch. So,
nice.
Yeah, she was real nice.
It's too bad that she had to work on Christmas Day.
I know, but she was busy. She was having none of it. Backing up, it was a quiet week because, y'all, we recorded late, and I was basically done with work. I did go in briefly, and nobody was there, so it was lovely. And then I spent the rest of the week getting all my gifts ready and all that good stuff. And, y'all, I cooked. And Crema Eve came around, and I was finishing up making a cake. And, y'all, I had some last-minute gifts I had to wrap, all that good stuff. Got a little diddle of this and a little doings of that, and y'all, I was getting ready to leave to get a hat, but it's probably six.
Yes.
And
right on schedule.
I was about on schedule. I wanted to leave before dark, so of course I left an hour after dark. But y'all, I was checking the kitty cat litter box one last time.
Yeah, and gotta make sure it's not full of raisinettes.
Well, it's true. And y'all, I turned around and I was like, something doesn't look right over there. And turns out Mr. Vader's water heater had started exploding.
Oh!
So, y'all, my Christmas Eve, this is not a sad story. I mean, a sob story. It's fine. Y'all, if I had gone away and come back to this, it would have been a much worse story. Discovered that it had started weeping and like whatever. So I ended up having to spend my Christmas Eve until 3 o'clock in the morning draining a water heater, turning off the water, draining the water heater.
Is that a euphemism for
No.
Okay.
I was draining the water heater. So, y'all, needless to say, Christmas Day, I was a little tired. I got up about 9 a.m., still completely exhausted, both physically and
emotionally. Is that 9 a.m. in the morning?
Yes. Although it felt like I got up about an hour after I went to sleep. Got myself kind of together. Y'all, I had Big Fatty saved the day. He was the savior. And so I went over to the villa about 11 and took a shower. Y'all, and it was lovely, and I can't thank the fat one enough. And then I got on the road and went to Hatville, but it was late and I was hungry, so I stopped at a truck stop and had a Wendy's lunch and spent a little time with the family, but I was still nervous about the water heater situation because I didn't know if maybe the shut off didn't work, whatever. So ended up coming on back home. Got home about 8:30 from a night, and everything was fine.
So, now the question that everyone's asking is, how were the rolls?
Y'all, there were no rolls.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I texted Big Fatty and I was like, I have some breaking bad news. I believe I said,
oh, is that what you
breaking
said?
News. They're labeled the same thing. I think I said breaking news. Miss Elma Ray did not make rolls. Y'all, actually, Miss Elma Ray was with some other members of her family, so she was not with us at all. She did not make rolls. Y'all, I didn't eat any crema food. I ate lunch at a truck stop. They'd already eaten, and then I left.
They didn't fix you a plate?
They offered, but it was going to be too hungry, and so I ate on my way up there, and then I came home and had dinner here. I had chicken wings and Brussels sprouts.
Well, you know, as they did in Bethlehem.
It's true.
Chicken wings and Brussels sprouts were.
So,
as the lamb kept time.
Yeah. So I did not eat any of the family crema food, which was kind of sad because, you know, we love that. But yeah, it was a good crema.
Was there giftettes?
I gave a lot of giftettes. I didn't get too much from anything. My cousins who, y'all, don't you get tired of this bullshit of giving fake gifts to people? And I say fake gifts because they're gifts that are, it's just like, whatever. So some family friends, actually, we always give gifts and we always give food, kind of like Big Fatty does with his family, except we usually buy it. So, y'all, they always buy me a crema gift when they're on their annual crema vacation or their summer vacation. And so this year, I think they just went to the car lot because they were staying kind of close to home and spent a week up there.
Right. And, COVID.
They love to go to those gourmet food shops. So they got a complete pizza making kit, which is garbage. Don't get me wrong. I don't need to make pizza dough from a box. But it came with some marinara, like some homemade marinara that had been canned and everything. But y'all, it came with this big thing of what they call pizza spice. And I was like, okay, it's just Italian seasoning. Y'all, it's not. It's delicious. So that was the Hatterina and I were opening that up and we were both like, ooh, it's a big old thing of it. So that was exciting.
This reminds me of the old green box of the Chef Boyardee pizza pie.
Right. So, yes. So this was not that. Like, it was three separate things that they had bought independent of each other.
Okay.
So, the spices and the sauce were homemade by this gourmet shop. And the dough mix was, it was just a boxed
Bisquick.
No, but it basically. Oh. Sorry, that was my coffee vomiting up.
That's lovely.
Yeah. And so the Hatterina asked me what I wanted for crema, and I said, I just want another North Face fleece because about every 2 to 3 years, I'd like one of those. And so she got that. And I always get – do you get – like, I don't know, you're fat, but – well, you don't from the Hatterina. Every year she gives me a set of sheets. That's her thing. So I get new sheets, and there's a very specific brand that I like. It's just called like hotel brand or something, but they last forever. So I got my sheets and
only really last for a year because they're replaced.
Right. I have more sheets than I know what to do with, but that's okay. And, y'all, I got,
what color?
They're like tan. There's tan. They're fine. They're exactly the same as last year because she just bought two sets last year. Save one for a year. And then she was like, now I know you wanted a fleece and I got you the fleece, but I just found something else. Y'all, it's a vest. It's a North Face vest.
I know you love a vest.
It's very bro. It's very bro. And I was like, oh, thank you. I'll never wear it. But y'all, I don't own it. Do you own a vest, Big Fatty? Like an outerwear vest, like a warmth inducing.
No.
Yeah. This is a North Face vest, and I've never thought of buying one. Although I see, all the bros that I know wear them. All the straight men
sounds
wear
very
them.
Lesbitarian also.
Oh, I would agree with that. That was that and
I wonder if Miss Lauren, excuse me, Mrs. Lauren, bros out in her vest.
I can't imagine why she wouldn't. I mean, if there's one bro I know, it's Mrs. Lauren. I'm trying to think what else. Yeah, there was a bunch of Starbucks crap that, like, my cousins gave me. Yeah, my aunt just gave me cash money. And I was like, why are we doing this? And she's like, well, it'll pay for the bottle of wine that you gave us. And I was like, no, it won't. but nice try. I'm not that cheap. I'm trying to think. There was something. Y'all, they're socks. I got socks.
Oh.
And they're ugly socks.
Did you get any seat covers?
No seat covers this year. No seat covers. But y'all, Big Fatty, do you have a weighted blanket?
No, nor do I want one. Because it's to me, a weighted blanket is like going to the
Glory.
Going to the El Dentisto.
Ah, right. And getting the x-rays.
Getting the x-rays. Uh-huh. And they lay that lead blanket on you, and it's like, oh, get this thing off of me.
Right. Well, y'all, the Hatterina told me, because my father has some medical issues. He's in his 70s, and he, because of those issues, he's cold a lot. His extremities get cold if he sits down.
Yes.
And so he, you know, we've tried like the electric throws and that sort of thing, but it just, yeah. Anyway, in the middle of the summer, he'll be sitting in his heated chair with a blanket over him. And so at night, and so she was convinced that a weighted blanket is what he needed. Mm. Now, I thought he wanted a weighted blanket.
Ah.
That is not the case. She wanted him to have a weighted blanket. And I think she didn't understand that weighted blankets are just a blanket with weights inside of it. It's not that it's super thick. It's not. Mm. It's just got little metal weights in it. Y'all, I'm going to tell you about this 25-pound weighted blanket. First of all, you cannot wrap it. I just brought it in and, like, it wasn't in a sack or anything. Because, y'all, it would rip the handles off of any sack. You couldn't put it in whatever.
Right.
And y'all, Father Hack is one of the most gracious people you will ever meet. Because he didn't expect to get anything, much less I got him clothes and all this other stuff. But he genuinely did not know what this blanket was. And y'all, he was like, I'm going to have to lay down and have your mother put it on me.
Oh.
And I was like, I don't
that
think
it sounded vulgar.
I know. And I was like, I don't think it's that heavy. Y'all, he couldn't get it up. He couldn't. We ended up like, he
now could, that definitely right. sounds vulgar.
It ended up on the floor and the dog laid down on it. And I was like, okay, fine. Oh. You know, I was just like, this Hatterina is why you don't ask for something you don't know what it is. Like whatever. So it was hilariously funny, the whole situation. And yeah, but y'all, we gave the Hatterina an iPad and she
was squeed. It absorbent?
Yes. And she squeed. She was so excited. Y'all, you would have thought that we would have given her a new Mercedes.
Oh.
She was so excited. Very happy that we didn't try to buy her clothes. Yeah. So, but yeah, it was a good chroma. It was really good. Even though it was short, and they gave me another toque. What? And I said, well,
no beanie.
Right. By toque, I don't mean like an actual head covering. Y'all, it's Carhartt. I felt like Miss Bacon, when I put it on, and I was like, when the hell am I going to wear? It's going to be 80 degrees today as you're hearing this here. I was like, but okay. Y'all, the weather here. Should we do a weather report?
Well, I think yes. Because we've already talked about our cold extremities, and
right.
So we need to talk about the weather.
Y'all, well, it's true, we're old. But y'all, it was cold for a few days leading up to Christmas. In the mornings, it was lovely. I'd say upper 30s, probably.
Just lovely.
Y'all, it's 80. It's as we're recording this, it's Sunday at about noon. And Fatty, what's the temperature outside?
73, according to the Apple clock.
Correct. It is summer all over again. I've on my short pants and a t-shirt. And it is going to be that way all week. I think the low is going to be in the 60s. Well, actually the 50s. But So it's cool enough that you don't have to run the air conditioning because, you know, it's cool at night. But and since I'm going to be stuck at the villa this week, one, because I'm or excuse me, at the Vader family compound, I'm not going to be stuck at the villa because I can't leave because now I've got to call a plumber on Monday as you're hearing this to set up a new water heater install, which I can't really afford to go anywhere. But if I could, I still couldn't because I'm sure they're going to want to come out on Tuesday morning to do the site inspection and Thursday morning to put the new one in, which means I can't really do anything. It'll work out that way, which is fine. Oh, yeah. But yeah, now, Big Fatty, do you have a big New Year's Eve plans? Is there going to be, because that's a Friday. So
it is. I have a guest coming.
Ooh.
For New Year's, Jay the Haunt Cub.
Who?
Will be coming for a visit.
Yeah, doesn't listen. He doesn't. He unsubscribed.
Oh. Well, yeah, I don't blame him. So he's going to be here for New Year's Eve. I'm not sure what day he's coming, but I'm guessing it's going to be probably Wednesday or Thursday.
Okay.
And
now will the Haunt Daddy be coming with him?
No, the Haunt Daddy will not be attending this year.
Dear Lord.
Y'all, Christmas cookies.
Oh, I hope young Nicholas has a mop.
And you know, then New Year's Eve, we usually, Friday at Fatty's group usually gets together. And y'all, it's actually on a Friday this year. And we have, you know, some Christmas cheer and some fanga food. Ooh. And we watch Big Fatty's Balls Drop. But
now, will you be staying up to midnight?
Well, I don't know.
Right. I was about to say, those two are independent of each other.
If I didn't have company, absolutely not. But,
correct.
But I'll try. I'll probably need a nip and nap.
100%. There is no way I can stay up that late anymore.
Correct. Right.
Yeah. I don't have plans. Well, that's not true. I do have plans. I think I mentioned this on the little show that, you know, the hotels, as you get close to New Year's Eve, they just get expensive and they get booked up.
Oh, well, they gouge it.
Yeah. And so
the gouge rate.
Back in the summer, I actually booked 4 different hotels for New Year's Eve because you could cancel, you know, up until like 48 hours in advance, figure out what my plans are closer to time. But y'all, with the Osama variant out there, I just don't, you know, or some people might know that as the Abercrombie variant, but I call it the Osama variant. I just don't.
There's the title right there.
Yeah. I don't think I want to go. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think I want to go and do a lot of those things now. Cause I was like, surely by New Year's Eve. I was going to repeat my last year's Jacksonville New Year's Eve. Cause God, that's so much fun. And the weather's good and blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I thought about the car lot New Year's Eve, but y'all, the woodshed up in the car lot is doing, black tie New Year's Eve.
Oh.
And I was like, no,
but that's fine if that's all you're wearing is a black tie.
Well, but if that's all I was wearing, I don't think that would be fine because
do you have that vomit sound?
Well, I think we'd have someone new to add to this.
Oh, okay.
Well, hello, porcupines.
Now
I'm
getting
waiting behind. For you. It's time to play dead or alive.
Big D is the title. All right, it's that game where Big Fatty gives me the name of someone who was born on this day, and I tell him if they're dead or alive now, and more importantly, why we know them.
Yes, all right. Our first one is Corrine Roberts.
Corrine Roberts. Okay, so alive, and Corrine
Roberts.
We would
know her from?
Well, thank you for giving me a little bit of a clue there. We would know her from she is one of the first female sportscasters on the ESPN.
Oh, that's the Entertainment and Sports Programming Network.
Headquartered in Hartford, Connecticut. Yes.
Yes. Very close.
Is she not the
Corrine,
first?
Corrine Roberts died in 2019. Oh. You may know her as Cokie Roberts.
Oh,
you know, she was a pioneering newscaster for ABC, NPR, and PBS. So, all right, John Amos.
John Amos. Got to be dead. Mm-hmm. And you would know him as one half of the famous Amos and Andy.
You know, not even close. But
famous Amos. Is he famous Amos Cookies?
That's exactly what
okay, well, know. I had a 50-50 chance with that
it's,
one.
It's John Amos, according to the inner tubes, is alive. And,
really?
He was the father on the Good Time show. So I don't know if you ever...
Well, I guess it wasn't a 50-50 chance. Okay,
right.
Well...
Marlena Dietrich.
Well, I didn't think we were giving stage names here, but okay. Marlena Dietrich is alive, y'all. She is a character on Gay Country West's favorite daytime soap opera, The Days of Our Lives. She's married John.
Well, very close. Marlena Dietrich died in 1992.
Oh.
And she was...
Was that before or after Stefano's Island?
Okay. She was an actress. And was born in Berlin, Germany. How about that?
Oh, okay. I think we
got one more to take us out of the old year and into the news.
I think we've got time. Barely.
Wilson Cruz.
Well, Wilson Cruz, and that's C-R-U-Z, I assume.
Yes.
Wilson
Cruise.
Right. Which is, I was going to say the car company founder, but since it's C-R-U-Z, that's so easy. And Big Fatty, thank you for giving me an easy one at the end of the year.
Absolutely. End of the year, go out on a high note.
Right. That is who, he's a auto engineer and or a mechanical engineer, and that's who the Chevrolet Cruze is named after.
Well, you're very, very close on this. And is he alive or dead?
Oh, alive.
Oh, well, he is alive. So you got that part right.
Oh.
And Wilson Cruz is an actor. He was on My So-Called Life and Ally McBeal.
You know, I never watched any of those shows.
Well, that's okay. You were too busy designing cars.
And so. Women. Yeah.
You were designing women? Well, you are Miss Sugarbaker.
That is true. Y'all, can you believe we've done this show almost every week for a full year?
Has it really been?
Well, it's been 18 months since we restarted it. But as far as like this whole year, we missed a few weeks while you were traveling and I couldn't get someone to be bothered to guest host. But yeah,
yes.
I mean,
well, that's, you know.
That's a lot. Y'all, what extra special Chris, as we're recording this, is texting me. Y'all, he thinks he's left socks here. He's very...
Oh, my God.
He's very disturbed, so I'm going to have to mail a purple sock back to him, apparently.
Did you find it?
I have not been in the Bilbo J. Baggins guest suite yet. But yeah, soon.
That's my brother trying to FaceTime me.
Oh, well, you're just... I'm just
not going to be able to answer.
I was about to say, does he need to be here to say goodbye for the year?
Okay. I'll call him back in a second.
Y'all.
Anyway,
I have to tell y'all something. Big Fatty, I've seen a lot of Big Fatty and talked to him a lot in the last week or so. Y'all, Big Fatty is running Grand Central Station over there. There are always a dozen people at the villa at any given time. Y'all, when I went over to say good crumb of morning and take a shower yesterday, I was surprised that I was the only one there.
Yes.
But that's just because the nip wasn't awake yet.
Correct.
Yeah. So I was a bit shocked. Ooh.
Oh. So any New Year's resolutions?
I know better than that because, you know, we got, you know, no. What about you?
I think probably just be fat.
Oh, well, you've already succeeded in that.
Right. Maybe eat more See's candies.
Well, how appropriate. Ooh, how appropriate. You have some to eat.
I do.
Yeah, I heard on little show that you got some.
You know, I'm blessed by the generosity of strangers.
Sorry, I forgot to turn that down. I forgot to edit that level earlier.
That's
get on
okay.
That
well, you know, it's... Right. it started off a train wreck, and quite frankly, if you're going to have a train wreck, you got to have a conductor on the train, you know, that can you can count on to definitely bring a train wreck every time.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.